David Hobson has seen firsthand the devastating effects that can occur when a driver combines either drugs or alcohol with getting behind the wheel. And that's one of the reasons the veteran OPP officer has become a huge proponent to stop impaired driving everywhere. As an original member of one of the province's RIDE, Reduce Impaired Driving Everywhere, teams in the 1980s, Hobson has not only been to accident scenes involving impaired driving, but also witnessed the changes that have entered into society's mindset when it comes to drinking and driving. When we started with RIDE, we noticed that we were catching people driving drunk during the day, Hobson says, noting that at the time, society largely considered impaired driving a nighttime worry. These were people we hadn't even considered. They would drink throughout the day and could still function in society. When we started the RIDE checks, we started to hone in on them. The Southern Georgian Bay OPP Constable was recently honored for his efforts to combat impaired driving by the Simcoe County Chapter of MAD Canada. Hobson received MAD Simcoe County's Outstanding Policing Award in recognition of his work and support in the fight against impaired driving. "It's an honor to be recognized," said Hobson. And with the legalization of marijuana, Hobson noted that now officers pulling over a driver for possible impaired or manning a ride check have to also look for signs that someone might be impaired by drugs. Hobson said educating the public about safe driving, boating and ORV practices with area community safety partners remains a key priority for the provincial force. As a media officer, Hobson regularly attaches thought-provoking images to releases for editors to use that can highlight the need to do more to halt something that in a perfect world wouldn't be occurring in the first place. "We want to get people thinking about the toll impaired driving can have," he said, noting that the effect can run from tragic and totally unnecessary deaths on the road that result in grieving loved ones left behind to huge financial implications and possible incarceration for the driver. "Some of those financial considerations include bills for towing and impounding a vehicle as well as paying for legal assistance, fines, license reinstatement and the inevitable higher insurance premiums." As an example, in Ontario, first-time offenders upon conviction usually receive a fine in the area of $1,000, which can be increased depending upon the circumstances of the case. With a first conviction, a person's driver's license is suspended for at least 1 year. He or she must attend a mandatory education or treatment program and will need to have an ignition interlock device installed on the vehicle for at least 1 year once driving privileges have been reinstated. Second and third convictions result in longer license suspensions, higher fines, and can include jail time. As well, most insurance companies will not cover damages caused by an accident whether the driver is impaired. During the most recent festive ride program, OPP officers laid more than 1,400 impaired driving charges after stopping 42,464 drivers during campaign that ran from November 16 to January 2. But the solution to avoid these kinds of issues is simple enough, according to Hobson, who noted the best way to avoid impaired driving is to not take a chance. He said anyone planning to drink or take drugs should have a designated drive, use public transit, call a friend or family member for a ride, call a taxi or a rideshare company, or stay overnight. Added Hobson, "Make the right choice before getting behind the wheel, tonight and every night all year round."